This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. It is a first-time Monday podcast episode. I am switching things up. You're still going to get your normal Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday episodes, but you know, I had something on my heart, and I was feeling really fired up, and I wanted to play around with the idea of a mini-sode, a short episode, and I might do these. You guys let me know if you like this, if you don't like this, but sometimes I get really struck by something, and I'm like, I need to share this, and I'm having one of those moments right now, and I thought, you know, it's not long enough for a full episode, but I don't care. I don't want that to hold me back because this is my show, right? So if it's 5 minutes, it's 5 minutes. If it's 5 hours, it's 5 hours. It's just what it is. So I am here right now because I am fired up, and I hope that this message strikes a nerve with you that you carry with you. I hope that if this moves you, you choose to listen to this message every single day. Now, I've shared with you before that I'm a big fan of the book The Motivation Manifesto by Brendan Burchard, and I am going to link to that in the show notes for this minisode over on primalpotential.com if you want to check it out. Honestly, I think everybody needs to read it. I've given it as Christmas gifts. I read it for myself very regularly. I tend to reread books if they really motivate me because I don't want a moment of motivation and then it's out of sight, out of mind. I want to bring myself back to it over and over and over again. So I wanted to share with you an excerpt from the book, The Motivation Manifesto. And again, if you want to check it out, the link will be over on the show notes page at primalpotential.com. I want to share this with you, and then I want to share my thoughts on it. And I hope that it lights a fire in you the way it has in me. So this is from the very beginning of the book. And he says, why? Having been endowed with the courageous heart of a lion, do we live as mice? We must look squarely into our own tired eyes and examine why we waste so much time sniffing at every distraction, why we cower at the thought of revealing our true selves to the world, why we scurry so quickly from conflict, and why we consent to play small. We must ask why we participate so humbly in society's frantic race, allowing ourselves into its mazes of mediocrity, and settling for scraps of reward when nature has offered unlimited freedom, power, and abundance to the bold, the determined, the creative, the independent, to each of us. We must ask if our desires to feel safe and accepted are in fact enslaving us to popular opinion, and to boredom. We must ask, when will we be ready to ascend to another level of existence? I find that so incredibly powerful. I'm ready now. I got to the point where I was tired of being tired, and I was tired of being fat, and I was tired of being embarrassed, and tired of wanting something more, and knowing I could create it, and choosing not to. Let's stop waiting, and stop wishing, and start doing it. Why don't we fight harder for what we want? Why do we choose to place ourselves and stay within this maze of mediocrity when there is another choice? Is it easy? No, not right now, not yet. But remember, as I've shared with you before, my friend Jade Tita says, easy is earned. And if it's not easy yet, it's because you haven't earned it. So get up and earn it. Why do we let cookies and bagels and pasta and wine stand in the way of what we really want? Really? Are they worth it? Why have we decided that food has more power than we do? And that food is more powerful and more valuable than the discipline required for the life we actually want? Why do we throw away days and years wishing for something different but not doing the work? Stop. Stand up and fight for yourself, for the life that you want to be living. Do the work now instead of just wishing for it and letting another day or a month or a year go by, hoping that someday you'll be ready to do the work. You're ready now. You're just not doing it. You want it to be easier, and it's not gonna get easier until you just do it. Don't be passive. You have that courageous heart of a lion. Do not choose to live as a mouse. Do the work. You're stronger than this. You can awaken that commitment. You can create it every day. You can bring your attention back to this when it wanders. And it will wander, and that's okay. And every day won't be living as a lion. You'll have your days of weakness, and that's all right. But bring yourself back, because this is worth it. How long have you been wishing and hoping and wanting and not doing? Just do it. Stop sacrificing tomorrow on the altar of today, because it's not worth it. Stop throwing in the towel and surrendering everything you really, really want because you don't want to do the work of self-discipline. The work of self-discipline is worth the reward. You just don't know it yet because you haven't done it. And the food is not worth feeling happy, feeling confident. It is not worth surrendering the time that you have for an immediate gratification. It is not worth it. So please stop living in weakness and fear and waiting, and just do it. Create this every single day. Why, having been endowed with the courageous heart of a lion, do we live as mice? We must look squarely into our own tired eyes and examine why we waste so much time sniffing at every distraction, why we cower at the thought of revealing our true selves to the world, why we scurry so quickly from conflict, and why we consent to play small. We must ask why we participate so humbly in society's frantic race, allowing ourselves into its mazes of mediocrity and settling for scraps of reward when nature has offered unlimited freedom, power, and abundance to the bold, to the determined, the creative, the independent, to each and every one of us. We must ask if our desires to feel safe and accepted are in fact enslaving us to popular opinion and to boredom. When will we be ready to ascend to another level of existence? Now, not tomorrow, not January 1st, right now, today. What you are giving into is not worth what you are giving up to have it. Today. Today is your day. Today is my day. And every day is your day. Every single day from here on out. Do it now.